Miracles, signs, and wonders, part two. Y'all ready? You ready to receive? Did you come expecting? Or do we have to do worship again? And I wish I would have brought my watch because I would have had a lot of steps and stuff like that on it. It would have counted. I don't like it when I work out and walk or do something. My watch ain't on, so it doesn't count. Nah, it counts. Miracle, signs, and wonders. If you got your Bibles, open up to Matthew 8. Chapter 8, 1 through 4. Left my handkerchiefs at home. It says, when he, this is Jesus, had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. Now, why are they following Jesus? Anybody guess? Why are they following? Now, yeah, this is just one sentence. But why would somebody follow Jesus? He is the what? The way, the truth, and the light. He has the word. He has the power. He has that grace. Why wouldn't you want to follow him? Jesus' disciples follow Jesus. We follow Jesus. We don't follow another man. We follow Jesus. If you're a disciple of Jesus, you follow him. That's the way it goes. Jesus backed up what he said he was going to do. And everything he did, he backed it up with his word. You see, nowadays, you got a lot of preachers that will get on. I get on social media at times and I say, man, that's a good word. But you know what? Again, what's lacking? They get all the likes. They get the thumbs up. They get the hearts. They can say something that might be powerful and moving. But what is lacking? The thing that sets us apart as a religion, as a group of people, as disciples of Jesus Christ, is that word that starts with a P and ends with an R. It's got a W in the middle. Two vowels, an O and an E. Power. Otherwise, you're just giving a great presentation. That was good. Oh, that movement, that gave me goosebumps and all this other stuff. Let me like. But there's no demonstration. There's no power. Where's the power? I'm not moved by what people say. Jesus will confirm, well, I'm not moved by power, Pastor Tim. I'm moved by character and integrity. Well, if you have character, if you have the integrity, if you have the word and you're preaching it boldly, will Jesus confirm it? Goes hand in hand. Where is it? Ooh, that'll shut down some of y'all favorite preachers. I don't mind if you listen to them. People get upset. You get on podcasts. I said that before, but I don't try to get on a podcast. Have you ever seen me on a podcast lately? I won't be on a podcast. Sometimes people get on podcasts just because they want to control the narrative. Silence their critics. Power will silence them. Why? Because Jesus confirms what they're preaching. Jesus confirms what you're praying. Jesus confirms what you're speaking. Power. It's a difference. That'll set you apart. Power. And the only thing that will stop the power from flowing and operating in our lives, unbelief. I'm going to skip around because I'm just flowing. So let me flow. No, I'm not like Bill Winston. I'm going to give you $100. I'm not going to give you $100 for flowing. I might give you. Go to Mark 6. Should be the last one I gave you. Mark 6. It says, then when he went out from there and came to his own country and his disciples followed him. See, that's what we do as disciples. We follow Jesus. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogues. Now understand, the Sabbath, you're here. We got to get back as believers and as a church body and stuff. Hey, Sunday's come. It's stamped in my book, 52 weeks out of the year. I'm here. I could have took this day off, but we're leaving afterwards. We're going somewhere this weekend. And Monday, Tuesday, what have you. I'll take off work. She'll take off of work. You don't think I really work. I read when she's not in the room. Because I know she wants to distract. No, she distracts me with her presence. She's just good looking. Man, you're really good looking. You know, when Brandon had talked about, her age starts with a 4, and I walked up there and said, and it ends with an 8. 48, right? Okay, I get that right. And Tuesday, we're going to celebrate 25 years. 28, sorry, 28. For Isaiah, 28. He's 27. And we're celebrating 25 years. Huh? He called me a sinner. Whatever, just because y'all did it right. It says, and when Sabbath comes, I said, we got to get back. I said, what? Church is important. It's not just punching a Sunday ticket. It's really important. Your kids need you here. You need to be here to hear the word. Why? Because your pastor's pretty awesome. No. Because it's a relationship. I understand things happen, but it's like, hey, it can wait. I can wait for that. What do you mean? You need it done in the afternoon? I can wait. I need to be here? I said, I can wait. I'll wait until afterwards. I'll leave after. It says, when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, where did this man get these things? Jesus didn't get it off ChatGPT. He didn't get it off of AI. He got it from the Holy Spirit. That was, he is the word made flesh. He is God in the flesh. And what wisdom is this which is given to him that such mighty works are performed by his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary and brother of James, Joseph, and Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? People will always look back at what they thought of you. Oh, man, I remember you used to be, man, you used to party way back in the day. You used to do this, you used to do that. And they're still walking around with that dead corpse of you. But that man died. This is how they knew Jesus. They knew Jesus through Mary and then him growing up. And weren't you that carpenter's son? Weren't you doing this? Oh, we remember when you used to play down the street and do this other stuff in every which way. The Bible says, so they were what? Offended at him. Who do you think he is coming in here telling us what to say? Telling us what it is. He's preaching and he's performing all these miracles and signs and wonders and he's just a carpenter's son. Who is it? Who do you think he is? But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own house. The New Living Translation says, a prophet is honored everywhere except in his own hometown and among his relatives and his own family. Now, he could do no mighty work there, except that he laid hands on a few sick people and healed them. Everywhere Jesus went, he wanted to do the mighty works. Everywhere he went, he wanted to do mighty works. They could do no mighty great work there. Is that word unbelief is in there? Is that in there? New Living Translation. Where's that at? Verse 5, it says what? Is that verse 5? Okay. The New Living Translation says this. It says, and because of their unbelief, he couldn't do any miracles among them except to place his hands on a few sick people and heal them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. Unbelief will stop the flow of God from operating in your life, from receiving the grace of what God has given you, freely given you. Unbelief. You don't need more faith. You just got to get rid of the unbelief. I got faith that can move a mountain. Well, everyone does if you believe. But do you have unbelief with you? It's unbelief right along with faith. It's faith in grace, not faith in unbelief. I kind of butts heads right there. You heard somebody say, feed your faith and starve your doubts. Don't give in to the unbelief. Don't give more power to the unbelief. Well, maybe this isn't going to work. Maybe God doesn't do this anymore. Maybe this. Well, I just want to speculate. Well, I just want to question God. Well, I just want to get a little deeper and get a little deeper. And then they just end up getting away from God to the point to where they're over there having therapy and stuff. And because they stop believing. If you're in therapy, I love you. But if you want to, if you want to get out of that, give me one session. Stop it. I'm sorry. God bless, I love you. But all they're going to do is just keep you in your past. Well, my dad didn't hug me. I got my dad. Listen, I tried to use every excuse in the book growing up to not go to church. We went to church. Revival? Got out at 12, 1 o'clock during the week. Can we sleep in and not go to school? No. We had to go. They do that with athletes. You know, you get home late, 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. They expect you to be at school the next day. I gave every excuse in a book to not go to church. I'm sick. I would think myself a headache. Stomach ache. Oh, I'm dad. I'm sick. Up. Get up. Why? Elders will pray for you. Let me be. Because really, I just wanted to go to the park and play ball. I don't have any clothes to wear. Saturday night comes. Iron out your clothes now. Why? He was eliminating all the excuses. And sometimes we can have a lot of excuses for why God doesn't do this, why God doesn't do that. And we'll give every excuse and we can get philosophical, hermeneutical, analytical. We give every excuse out there. But in reality, we just stopped believing over something that Jesus had never stopped. Because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He hadn't changed it. He will never change. We change. We allow the culture to change. We allow the news to change us and sow into us. We allow certain things. I don't watch the news much. I tried. Lord knows I tried the other day. I can't. Because it'd be like one of those things. You can't go to a movie theater with black people because they'd be talking through the theater. Don't you go in that door. He's right behind you. Will you listen to what I'm saying? Run and don't run in that place right there. Run and quit tripping. Why are you falling down? He could do no mighty great works there because of their unbelief. Unbelief will stop the flow of power in your life. You can have all the love. You can have all the character. You can have all the integrity. You can have all the influence that you want. You know, Jim Jones had influence. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, but no power. Mind control. Influence ain't jack. And people will spend tons of money to get influence, but no power. Why? They stop believing. I'm not going to watch another session of anyone or I'm just going to, not interested. Why? No power. There should be power. Don't listen to any preacher that is not preaching the word and can demonstrate the power. Well, I want to see fruit. I'm a fruit inspector, Pastor Tim. You realize that people can produce fake fruit. Spray it. Make it look shiny. The only way you'll know it is there's dust on it. I measure fruit by how I have an interaction with you. One-on-one. That's what people will show you. They'll show you who they are, one-on-one. Now, I don't go off of what other people say. I go off of one-on-one. And there's some people with some good hearts. Their unbelief. getting back to Matthew. Get back to Matthew. Matthew 8, 2. Verse 2 says, "And behold, a leper came and worshiped him, saying, 'Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.'" This was a man who was wanting to be cleaned. He was wanting to be healed. "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Can y'all see the faith in what he said? "You can make me clean. If you're willing, you can make me clean." He didn't say, "Lord, pray for me." He said, "You can make me clean. Lord, will you come?" Why? "You can raise my son. You can raise my daughter. You can heal me all the way through. You can cure this. You can heal that. Lord, you can do this." Now we can say, "Lord, you have done it," because it's already a finished work, right? So we receive what he's already done by faith. But see the faith, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." And every time you read that passage of scripture, no matter, without a doubt, he's going to say, "I'm willing." Without hesitation. What's the next verse? Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, "I am willing." Two words, "be cleansed." Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And then he says, "Go and show yourself." Why? Because the priest had to look over him every 7 days. That if there was something still on there, well, come back another 7 days. So you're cleansed. Go and show yourself. It wasn't about popularity with Jesus. Because miracles will always glorify God. I believe part of the reason why people don't go to God like this in today's time is that they have heard so much negative things about preachers and they are scared to ask or declare something. You ain't got to ask me. I'm not Jesus. But if you say, "Pastor Tim, can you come? Can you heal me? I know you can heal me. Will you do it?" "Yeah." "Well, I'm going to have to hold on. You know, God is a little busy right now." That'd be dumb on my part. But it's already a finished work. "Preacher, can you heal me? If you are willing, you can make me clean." Faith. What does the woman with the issue of blood say? "If I may touch" what? "The hem," what will happen? "She will be made whole." I will be made whole. That profession of faith, "I will be made whole. I will be healed. I will be delivered. If I can just get to church and hear the word being preached, I will be healed. I will be set free. I will be debt free. I will be delivered. I will be everything that God has called me to be." To "see that you tell no one, but go your way, show yourself to the priest and offer that gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them." Matthew 14. See, Jesus will move with compassion. He'll move with love. It says in verse 13, when Jesus heard it, what did he hear? Well, if you go back up in a previous chapter, his cousin just got killed for calling out somebody's sin, King Herod. You know, it was wrong to take your brother's wife. They didn't like that. She didn't like that at all. Because they were doing wrong. John called him out. He departed from there by boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the multitudes heard it, they followed him on foot from the cities. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. If we ever, again, if Jesus says, "The works that I do shall you do and you will do even greater works than I," he's the one we follow. I'm not following another man. When I get up here, I'm so thankful and I'm so blessed that I can get up here and not go off of what somebody else is trying to tell me in my ear or sending me in a message or in an email or a text, what have you. Why? Because I can just freely get up here and preach what I believe the Lord has placed in my heart. I'm not your puppet. Why? Because we're chosen. I want y'all to be vessels. You know why? Because you're a lot more bolder when the Spirit of God is operating through you. You're a lot more powerful when the power of God is operating through you. You're a lot more influential when God's word is speaking through you, not someone else's. Everyone's got that. Everyone has that. I love it. Why? Make disciples of all nations. Disciples will make disciples. And everyone here, if you're a disciple of Jesus Christ, you have that ability on the inside of you. When you're taught and you're discipled, you can make disciples yourself. And here's the thing, it's not disciples for you, it's disciples for the kingdom. So get out here and pull some weeds. No, serve. Miracles will glorify God. In John 4:46, it says this. So Jesus came again to Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water what? He had made the water what? See, we're scared to say wine. Wine, water to wine. Not watered down wine. I know some people like to explain it away because of their convictions. It was wine. I don't drink because I don't drink. It was wine. Did Jesus drink wine? Well, it was watered down. It wasn't really this. They get all philosophical with it. It's like he drank wine. He just wasn't a drunkard. They tried to call him a drunkard and a gluttonous. He wasn't. And you know what? I said, in today's time, people think it's worse. They didn't have all the additives and junk back then. It was water that was made into wine. If that hurts people's conviction, don't read the Bible. He made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and implored him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. This man didn't really fully believe in Jesus. He heard about it, but he didn't really fully believe, but he still, again, he wanted Jesus to come down and heal his son because his son was at the point of death. He didn't say, just come pray for him. He said, come and heal him. If you need someone to do that in that sense, change up the words and what you're saying, what you're believing the Lord for. Because sometimes some people, yeah, I can pray for you. And that's it. And they'll pray for you and then nothing. Yeah, we can pray for you. Friday nights with my dad, we had our youth night on Friday nights. So I did not go to like my brother, football star friends and stuff. I said, all county, all that stuff. I didn't go to a football game until my junior year. Because on Friday nights, Tim was at youth group with his brothers. And sometimes it'd just be us because everybody's out there partying and carrying on. And he would preach as if the whole church was filled up. You talk about a faithful servant. Then after we get done, I was like, trying to work up the nerve. Hey, Dad, can you take us to McDonald's? Can we go to McDonald's? Yeah, we can go. Can you take us? Yeah. And then we get there. All right. Yeah. They be driving. And we see McDonald's come and go. Dad, you said you would take us. You said, can I take it? He says, I can. You didn't ask if I will. You got to change it up on what you're asking God for. Oh, I need prayer. No, I need to be healed. I need to be delivered. I need to be set free. When somebody says, I want to be baptized, what do? We just sprinkle water on, or do we get them baptized? I want to be saved. What do? When they want to be saved, I want to be healed. I want to be delivered. I want to be set free. I want to be cleansed. What are we doing? Well, we just pray for you. Jesus didn't pray. He commanded to leave. Sometimes I end up praying. And God says, hey, what you doing? Command it. In the name of Jesus. Command it. By the sound of my voice, I command healing in this room right now for anyone who needs it. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Whatever you're going through, back pain, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Receive it. And don't allow unbelief to get to you. Well, I'm going to just be tough. Okay. God can still heal you and you can still be tough. Go be tough for the Lord. Break down the walls. Allow God to minister to you. Allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you. What you believing for? Right now, what are you believing the Lord for right now? And some of you know. What are you believing God for? What are you wanting him to do in your life? Receive it in the name of Jesus. God is not short on miracles. Anybody had any back problems right now? Before I call that out? Stand up, Chris. I'm going to call you out, buddy, because I love you. She's pointing you out. Stand up. In the name of Jesus. How's your back? Did you receive it? Yeah. I said, what couldn't you do before? What did it hurt to touch your toes? Everything. Is it hurting right now? Come on out. In the name. Come on out. Walk on out to me. Come on. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, we command healing right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we speak back in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed. Be healed. Soak it in. Soak it in. Just stay right there. Start to move. Start to bend. You got to act on the word. All the way through, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Scale of 1 to 10, where you at right now? 100%? 100%. Satan ain't got nothing on Jesus. I was going to do the Denzel thing. King Kong ain't got nothing on. God bless you. Come on. Come on. Give me something, man. You know how we do. Come on. Receive it. You need a miracle, receive it. I don't want to call them out because I don't want them to be shy. But my grandbabies are on the way. Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. My grandbabies are on the way. We thank you. Fill in that home. Thank you. Your word says to be fruitful and multiply. That's a command. And we can hold God to his word. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Whew. Be fruitful. Be fruitful. You got to look yourself in the mirror every single day. Hey, you be fruitful and multiply. That's a promise. That is a command. Lord, you said to be fruitful. I'm being fruitful. My wife had to stop me. I won about 10. Oh, we thank you. Anyone else? If God has healed you, delivered you. I wonder what happened if we were to have a testimony service. What has God done for you lately? Now, sometimes we're going to have to cut people off because, you know, people can tend to run on. They can be long-winded. Hallelujah. Lord, you are so good. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus healed him. He moved with compassion. He moved with love, and he healed him. He fed them. How he moves, we move. How the Holy Spirit tells us to move, we move. And we do it with grace, we do it with boldness, and we do it out of love. Thank you, Jesus. What are you believing for? If you're just happy with your relationship, you know, that's awesome because you ain't got no problems. Just wait a little bit. Problems will come, but here's the thing. Jesus overcome this world. So you don't have to have fear in anything you're doing. Some people desiring a wife, but you got to have a girlfriend first. You're desiring a wife, you're desiring a husband. I speak that right now unto you. Receive it. You don't have to be single all your life. I said, but even if you do, you can serve the Lord. And there's people who have done that faithfully. I think I would be able to do that. I told my wife, if anything happened, if she goes before me or what have you, I wouldn't remarry. Because that would cut into my game time. That's what. I don't have anyone telling me what. Bachelor life. Let's go. God is good. All the time. Hallelujah. What do you need? God wants me to ask you, what do you need? We speak wholeness into you right now, into your family, into your marriage. We thank you for it. We thank you. Hallelujah. You think I was playing about that? Because I see it all over you. You will be up there. You laughing. I laugh too, dog. I was introverted. But you will be up there. I'm not going to force you. But the Holy Spirit will lead you when you're ready. (laughs) You keep laughing. Remind me of Sarah when she laughed. This old age? Yeah. There's no way. God, you don't know my past. He ain't worried about that. He is not worried about that. He doesn't call you because of your past. Hallelujah. Vicky, you kind of recovered quick, didn't you? Praise the Lord. Glad to have you back. We missed you. Miracles, signs, wonders. Miracles come at a crisis time. You need a miracle. God is not short on miracles. What he requires for us is just to believe in whom he has sent. Believe in Jesus. You right on there. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Lungs, be healed in the name of Jesus. Headaches, migraines, be healed in the name of Jesus. You don't need to have any more migraines just because the doctors say so. Death and life are in the power of whose tongue? The doctor's tongue for your life? Your family's tongue for your life? Or your tongue? Your tongue. It ain't over until God says it's over. That's the kind of attitude you have to have. And you're favored. You're not the underdog. You're favored. Walk in it. Amen. Lord knows he had to help us 25 years. My gosh. Got one or two good years in there. One or two. It's been more than that, hasn't it? A little more than half. We've been broke most of the time, so it's just like we don't have time to pay attention to anything else. We're broke. But you know what? We serve faithfully. Father God, we thank you for everyone here today, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the promises that has been given to us, Lord, through your word. Father, wherever they ask, you said, ask in your name and it shall be done by you. Whatever they ask, Lord, I believe that you will hear them and you will answer them. And they will receive it by faith in the name of Jesus. And if there's any doubt and unbelief in anyone's heart towards the word of God, Lord, we ask that you remove it right now so that they can freely receive what you have given them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we give you praise. Amen. Amen. We thank you for your healing power. God bless you. Bless you. Now, before we go, last couple of years when I took over, when people had birthdays on their day, on Sundays, I had y'all giving to them. Y'all remember that? Now, I want to embarrass my wife. She goes, I can't get embarrassed. I was going to have a slideshow of her and all that. I seriously was. I said, we're going to play some music and stuff like that. But I want y'all to come up here. Can you bring a basket? And we're going to have her hold it. And you can give her a hug. Just keep it about 2 minutes, or 2 seconds, sorry, about 2 seconds, not 2 minutes. And you won't, no. No, you get to stand up here. And I want y'all to bless her. And give unto her. If you want to give online, you can. But here's a... So y'all can start coming. You got some music? Happy birthday to you. I'll sing in a Stevie Wonder one. Happy birthday to you. What's that? You can't embarrass me. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.